The basic state rests in itself. This is directly for you and empowers complete confirmation of the way things actually are, so that it is absolutely certain to you forever. Now, this statement is very emphatic. It doesn't beat around the bush or mess around about what's going on here. What it states is that what is being communicated by the power of these sounds, by this text, is complete confirmation of the way things actually are, so that we're absolutely certain about it forever. And this isn't a matter of hearing it and then forgetting it, as though you hear something one moment and then the next moment you have complete amnesia about what you heard before. Complete confirmation means that your basic state of natural perfection is completely confirmed in you, by you, and for you so completely that you never waver from that again. That from that moment on, it is increasing always. Your recognition of this, your instinctive recognition of the way things actually are, is always increasing. It's not just noted for a while and then completely forgotten, but it's always increasing, no matter what appears. And this is the emphatic nature of open-hearted natural perfection. Even though it never changes in its indestructibility, it is inexhaustible in its recognition. No matter what appears, it is emphasized and recognized as the rule of that experience. The basic state of natural perfection is the rule in everything. It is the rule in everything, the ultimate rule in everything. There are no exceptions from this rule, and there never can be. The nature of all of your own experience is unified within the naturally perfect basic state. The naturally perfect basic state is indivisible. It can never be divided into parts. Even though individual things seem to appear and seem to be separated from each other, when they are closely examined, it is found that they are indivisible. This isn't only a philosophy. We can look at it and actually see that this is the way things are. If something is put into a linear particle accelerator, there's nothing there when it's examined. There's nothing there at all. And so what does this tell us about everything? It tells us that our moment-to-moment experience has not been described correctly in the past. It's been misperceived. Everything has been misperceived to be subjects and objects that are always oriented towards each other. Instead, everything is indeed indivisible in a basic state of natural perfection. And it is this rule, this ultimate, you could say, of all linguistic rules and all other kinds of rules that rules everything. In other words, all descriptive frameworks, no matter what they may be, rest in the basic state of natural perfection. So in this way, the basic state of natural perfection subsumes all other rules of what those descriptions mean. So know this to be true about yourself and then carry on just like that. You see, you yourself are an experience of the basic state of natural perfection. The basic state of natural perfection rules every perception you have of you or anything else. Each experience has no nature independent of natural perfection. This is what is being emphasized here. This is what is being completely confirmed. There isn't anything whatsoever, no experience whatsoever, that has a nature separate or apart from natural perfection. Like endless sky, all of your own experience is equal to the vast expanse of the basic state. Experience isn't a thing with a boundary and a center. It doesn't have any edges or corners anywhere. Rather, when experience is looked at, it's instinctively recognized to be equal to the vast expanse of the basic state. It's equal. Every single experience is equal to the basic state of natural perfection in its entirety. It isn't a thing occurring somewhere. It's not bounded by space or time. When I say it's not bounded by space, what is being implied here is that it is not bounded by any kind of spatial dimension. If I look at you under a linear particle accelerator, as you zoom through there, as your particles zoom through there, if I put us all in there, if I put the whole cosmos into a linear particle accelerator, and the linear particle accelerator too, we're blasted beyond any speed known to anyone, then what we find is the basic state of natural perfection. We don't find any cosmos or subatomic particles or anything else. All there is the basic state of natural perfection. Now you see, upon examining things in a linear particle accelerator, there's nothing that can be found to have an independent nature. And there's nothing that can be found to be independent of this basic state. So now many scientists are saying, well, we can't find anything here, but there must be something somewhere. How about a parallel universe? Maybe there's something there. So let's dream up something new to examine. But you see, when it gets right down to it, everything whatsoever, no matter what it is a wild display of perfect unity in which no disunity whatsoever has ever existed. The great unity of all of your own experience is innate. That's just the way it is. It's inherent. It's implicit in everything. There's no way to make it any other way. No thought you think, no emotion you have, nothing whatsoever can disrupt that unity of natural perfection. Open-hearted natural perfection manifests in all experience and is never changed by their appearance. No matter what you might call it, it remains what it is. It remains naturally perfect, open-hearted, without it being able to be any other way. Natural perfection outshines the need to create well-being through rearranging thoughts, emotions, sensations, or other experiences. The open-hearted view of natural perfection contains all points of view. And so you see within that, the rule of the basic state of natural perfection is the only evidence. There is no other evidence there. There can never be any other evidence there, no matter what you call it. And so you see, to indulge points of view as though they're going to provide some kind of comfort or relief or change in circumstances is to fool yourself. And so this is simply what we have learned. And by completely confirming your own natural basic state, then you find that there's no need to look for a better situation in indulging points of view. It's clear that no matter what the point of view of the here and now is, it's equal. It's equal in its vastness and its expansiveness and its spaciousness to the basic state of natural perfection. This being so, to scurry about avoiding or replacing points of view are equally futile. Both of these measures are futile, just as futile as indulging points of view. An instinctive recognition of the basic state of natural perfection, all points of view are spontaneously resolved in natural perfection forever. And it's increasingly recognized that this is the case. There is greater and greater certainty of this as life goes on, with no turning back. All remains spontaneously in natural perfection, and this is the way things actually are. If we look at a crystal ball The crystal ball can be likened to the basic state of natural perfection. Its flawlessness is absolutely pervasive of everything that appears within it. Look at this crystal ball I have right here. Can you see a flaw anywhere? I can't. There isn't a flaw anywhere in that crystal ball. It's so flawless, it's invisible. And you see, this is the way things actually are. No matter what appears within this crystal ball, no matter what kind of reflection of light or object, you, me, anything else, whether it's upside down or right side up or sideways, whatever we might say about it, the flawlessness of the crystal ball pervades everything that appears within it. And you see, this is an analogy, it's a metaphor for the way things actually are. No matter what appears within the vast expanse of the basic state of natural perfection, it remains flawless. It remains unfabricated. What appears in this crystal ball is never made into anything. It's never made into the thing that it looks itself to be. You see, it's always flawless, pervaded by the basic state of natural perfection. This is the way everything actually is, and you instinctively recognize all of your own experience to be exactly like this. The instinctive recognition of this unleashes the beneficial powers of natural perfection. As long as you're scampering about trying to be this and that, trying to change your thoughts, emotions, sensations, and other experiences in order to create some kind of comfort zone, the longer you do that, the longer you try to make yourself into somebody worthy, deserving of living life, reputable in the eyes of others, or whatever it might be, the longer that persists, the less likely you are to be able to do that. You see, if you're always trying to contrive and develop yourself so that you seem to be a certain way, then you'll always elude your naturally perfect self because you'll be looking in the wrong direction. So this is just like thinking it's one day when it's another. You see, if you think it's one day, like if I think it's Monday and it's actually Tuesday, then I'll be off all of my life. I'll think it's Monday rather than Tuesday. And so you see, by the power of instinctive recognition, by the complete confirmation of your basic state of natural perfection, you're always right on target. You're always right on target. You're never off target. You no longer just have an intellectual understanding of the way things are. You're right on target. You've hit the mark. You've struck it in its essence, and that can never be taken away. No matter what appears, it's absolutely clear that this is the case. This unleashes your natural powers of clarity, your natural powers of insight. These are already present. They don't need to be developed or cultivated. They've been there from the moment you were conceived and even before. So you see, this clarity and insight are present in instinctive recognition. Clarity and insight are present already in instinctive recognition. Complete compassion, a spontaneous ethical impulse. These two are naturally present in instinctive recognition of your own natural condition. The skill to be able to enact or embody whatever you'd like to enact or embody. These two are present in instinctive recognition with no effort required to bring them about. No subtle shifting of attention in any way to effortlessly bring them about. So this is what you could be missing if you don't instinctively recognize your own native condition. It's only by the power of instinctive recognition of yourself exactly as you are, right here, right now, in this very experience, that your own powers of natural perfection are unleashed. The obviousness of natural perfection is ensured in all experience. There isn't any experience that can ever be any other way. Intrinsically, there is the spontaneous appearance of the here and now, its flowering and self-release. Try to make it any other way. The here and now, boom, it appears and it spontaneously resolves just like that. There isn't even time to say that it appears, endures, and resolves. By the time that there's a comment made about it, it's past. So you see, there's no possible way whatsoever to pin it down and make it into anything. This would be absolutely impossible. There's no way to capture the here and now. There's no way to capture any element within it and examine it, because by the time it's captured, it's completely changed. It's another here and now. It's another here and now pervaded by indestructibility. It's another here and now pervaded by indivisibility. So relax, you know, there's no sense in trying to make anything out of it, because nothing ever can be made out of it. So just take it easy, chill, kick back, let everything be as it is, because it can never be any other way. It's only in thinking that things can be some other way that there seems to be tension. Everything is naturally relaxed exactly as it is. So no matter what you can drum up, it'll never be any other way. You can drum up complete madness, let your mind go completely wild, having every thought you've never wanted to think. Let yourself have every emotion you've never wanted to have, every sensation you've never wanted to have, every experience you've never wanted to have. If you're not having those right now, just imagine that it's the case. Go completely berserk and see if anything changes. The purity and natural presence, the dynamic energy of the here and now, is always 100% pure, no matter what kind of description or writhing you give it. It'll always be exactly as it is, so you might as well get used to it, because it can never be any other way. If you don't get used to it exactly as it is, then you're torturing yourself. You'll always be living with some kind of tension, you see. But by the power of instinctively recognizing just how absolutely pure everything is in its own natural presence, then that's easy. It's easy to live life that way. Everything is naturally relaxed. Every description that you might have is naturally relaxed. It's evidence of your own relaxation. It isn't anything else. You see, even any time you might have the idea, I am somebody, which you hardly ever have anyway, you know, it's just kind of an assumption you carry around, another point of view. But if you really examine your own experience, what you see is that once in a while, you have the point of view of you. But most of the time, it isn't that way. It isn't that way at all. Your power to know what is appearing pervades everything. It's very open. It's not pinpointed on you. That's just an incident now and then. It's never anything that's absolutely certain all the time. If you had that idea all the time, you'd go nuts. You know, you wouldn't be here, because you'd be somewhere else medicated. You know, it's impossible to focus in like that on yourself constantly. So even ideas like that you're self-centered or whatever they are, they're always vast open space. They can never be anything other than that. By acknowledging yourself the way you are in every moment, this becomes obvious to you. It becomes completely clear. It's always been this way for you. No matter what kinds of misperceptions you may have had, it's always been this way for you. So it will continue on just like that without any ability whatsoever to change it. So get used to it. The obviousness of awareness is ensured in all experience. Intrinsically, there is this spontaneous appearance of the here and now, its flowering and self-release. Right now, look at your own experience to see if it is like that or not. Right now, take this moment to look at your own experience and see if it is like that or not. Test what is being stated, what is being completely confirmed by you and in you. Test this to see if it is true about every one of your own experiences. It isn't somewhere else. It's in you. You see, it's in you. That's where instinctive recognition is. It's in you. It's in you. In that instinctive recognition, you realize that in you isn't nearly as limited as you thought. In you is the cosmos, all parallel universes, and everything. This is what instinctive recognition means. It means that you're vast. You're much broader than any idea you may have had about yourself before this moment. This is true for everyone. This is very, very true for everyone. Instinctive recognition of this basic state of natural perfection carries with it insight into the pure, clear, and ungraspable nature of all of your experience. So for a while you may hear these words and try to listen to them, and then you start to understand logically that nothing whatsoever has an independent nature. But then after a while, it's just that way. You don't need to try to logically understand it. You see that it's true in your own experience without any words or remembering that that is so. And this is what instinctive recognition is. Instinctive recognition is simply the wordless knowing that everything is as it is. It isn't anything you need to remember. It's simple. It just is the way everything is. Then you carry on just like this, relaxed and at ease no matter what happens. You simply carry along ordinary, going about everything just as it is. Maybe your thoughts change very little. Maybe they change a lot. It doesn't matter. Your emotions too. Maybe they change a lot. Maybe they don't change at all. Maybe they get worse. Whatever they are, you instinctively recognize their naturally perfect condition. You continue to effortlessly recognize the way things actually are. Effortless means there's no effort put into it. It is just the way it is. Cannot be contrived or developed. It recognizes itself. There's no one in there that has an independent power to recognize anything. It's the basic state of natural perfection recognizing itself. It just seems to be you for a while. Then it seems like you're the vast expanse, and then you don't have any thoughts about any of that stuff. It's just, okay, that's the way it is. It's always been that way. And very simple, very direct. No need to keep anything in mind. No need to act in any special way. No special thoughts to have or emotions. Nothing special to do. No special sensations to have. All thoughts, emotions, sensations included. All experience included, no matter what it is. No diversity can be found to exist in the great variety of experience. Carrying on along just as you are, the diversity is no longer an issue. You're emphatically clear, decisively clear that there's no need to go from one point of view to another to try to find something. The points of view that used to seem so important, so influential, so powerful, they're outshone by the power of the basic state of natural perfection, by the power of instinctive recognition. By the power of instinctive recognition, they are outshone. This is similar to the way in which daylight, bright daylight, outshines all the planets and stars that are so visible at night. So for a while in our life, it may seem like all the points of view are like the planets and stars at night. They're very clear. They can't be missed. They're all up there, and we see all kinds of patterns in our points of view. We might call them habits or emotional patterns or whatever they are, just like we might see the Milky Way or some kind of constellation, vivid and clear in the sky at night. But by the power of the bright light of instinctive recognition, all of those points of view are outshone. They're still there, but they no longer have discursive interest. What that means is we're no longer following along the Milky Way of our own points of view. We're not caught up in being interested in those as a means of identifying our experience. Rather, we're simply relaxed totally as we are in the great outshining of all points of view. We realize that that is our fundamental identity. The points of view, then, as a means to identify ourselves, are no longer of interest to us. We carry on using all kinds of words, descriptions, having all kinds of thoughts, emotions, sensations, experiences. However, we no longer continue to believe that the descriptions of these are influential or powerful. The descriptions of these no longer control the way we identify ourselves. Instead, wordlessly, we instinctively recognize the nature of everything exactly as it is. As no phenomenon can be found to have an independent nature, all are free of their naturally occurring descriptive frameworks and are an expanse of equalness and evenness. Whereas we may have spent some of our life, or most of it, looking at every single descriptive framework as though it had a lot of importance. Whatever, I'm young, I'm old, I'm smart, I'm dumb, I'm poor, I'm rich, I'm middle class, I work for a living, I don't work for a living, I'm looking for a job, I'm not looking for a job, I have a career, I don't have a career, I have to get a career, I have to retire from my career. Instead of all of this seeming oh so important and like it's guiding and ruling our life in some kind of way that can never be changed, we're released from all of that. Just like that, we're released completely from all of that. We're released from looking at things in that way. We no longer relate to our experience in that way as though it has some kind of guiding influence over our identity or our well-being. And this is the great relief of instinctive recognition. The instinctive recognition that outshines all of this obsessive compulsive clinging to descriptions to describe identity and to describe well-being. Instead, well-being is effortless. Well-being is effortless in instinctive recognition itself. Natural perfection shines forth in all phenomena whatsoever. The instinctive recognition of natural perfection shines forth, pervading the entire here and now. This is our identity. There isn't an observer looking at something called the here and now, though there may seem to be. Rather, we come to see that our power to know what is present pervades it. It's shining from within it, nakedly seeing from within all experience. That's our identity, our seamless identity, the seamless identity of everyone. As a matter of course, all of your own experience cannot be found to have an independent nature. This is very clear in instinctive recognition. There isn't any experience whatsoever that is independent, that is somehow separated out from natural perfection. This is just so clear, so obvious. It's completely clear. It's demonstrative in every single moment. There isn't any way for it to ever be any other way. There's never been anything whatsoever that has been separated out from natural perfection. No matter what you call it, it is included and contained within natural perfection. So you see, any point of view you might have, it is a spontaneous appearance of the view of natural perfection. And all of these points of view whatsoever are absolutely equal and even, no matter what name they may be given. So that makes it very straightforward, very easy, no possibility of ever being confused about that again. It's just the way things are. However, any point of view, if it's considered to be influential, then it's like entering into an entire world. So any context we might take for anything, if we enter into that context, then everything looks that way. We follow along all the points of view that are accorded to that context. So this could apply to anything, but it makes the whole world seem very real. There are many ways of talking about the hard essence of the way things actually are. And some of them have all kinds of curlicues and flourishes involved. Well, you see, if we enter into that point of view, then our whole world has to look like that. We have to follow all those curlicues and flourishes wherever they go. It's much simpler than that. Might as well get the basics straight and then take a look at everything else. Rather than following all the curlicues, you never know where they're going to end up. So you see, the essence, it's the straight shot. Very clear, very pure is the nature of all experience. Doesn't matter the way it's been described in the past. All of that has to be applied right here and now. How relevant is it to you right here and now? So you see, the basics can never be anything other than instinctive recognition right here and now. That's as essential as it gets. When that is authentically real and alive in you, that instinctive recognition, then there's no lack of clarity about anything. There's only clarity. Perfectly straightforward clarity about the nature of all phenomena. What greater knowledge could anyone have than perfect clarity and insight into the nature of all phenomena whatsoever, known and unknown? Now, what could be more basic knowledge than that? Absolutely, this is the starting point of all knowledge. So all other knowledge is subsumed in that. So might as well get the basics down before you foray out into other knowledge systems. Or it can be kind of easy to go astray and get completely lost in some kind of world. Some kind of way of looking at things. Keep the basics very simple, very straightforward. That's it, the essence. That's all that's needed. Its natural perfection is timelessly and primordially perfect. Can never be any other way, absolutely. The here and now, naturally perfect. Naturally perfect, primordially pure, means pervasively pure throughout all ideas, all descriptive frameworks, all thoughts, emotions, sensations, other experiences, pervades everything, naturally present in everything, indivisibly, no matter what it's called. If we take anything and give it a name like space, natural perfection is the space of space. If we define energy in some way, natural perfection is the energy of that energy. If we define light in some way, it has a speed, it has no speed, it looks this way, it looks that way, it's white, it has other colors. Natural perfection is the light of that light. Always uncapturable to be examined. The basic state is present in your experience and your experience present in the basic state. It's inconceivable that it could be any other way. It just cannot be any other way. This is the way things are. If we sit here right now in a very simple way and just look at everything, it's clear that everything whatsoever rests in a basic state of natural perfection. There is no basic state of natural perfection that is separate or apart from your very own experience. And there is not a single one of your experiences that is separate or apart from the basic state. This is pointed to again and again, completely confirmed again and again. It's given great emphasis through repetition. And this way it just becomes clearer and clearer, naturally, effortlessly, without your having to do anything. Without having to do anything whatsoever, it dawns on you that this is the way things actually are. Spontaneously present experiences are like pure space pouring into pure space, or bright light pouring into bright light. Space and space and light can't be differentiated. They're seamless, completely indivisible. All points of view within the view are like space and space or light and light. There isn't anything there. There isn't anything there. There isn't anything there. Space and space, light and light, natural perfection and natural perfection. Fundamentally, there is no difference anywhere. Non-difference, non-different. All things whatsoever, non-different. Like pure space is non-different. No matter what appears within it, what appears is space in space. Look at your own experience right here and now and see if it is like that or not.